Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. Yesterday, I talked about deductible IRAs, and I got a couple of questions about Roth IRAs, so I want to clarify a few things. While Roth IRAs share many things in common with traditional IRAs, which may sometimes be deductible if you meet the income requirements we talked about yesterday, Roth IRAs are never deductible. Like traditional IRAs, they grow tax-deferred so your money can grow faster, and the maximum amount you can contribute is the same, $5,500 or $6,500 if you're over 50. However, you purchase Roth IRAs with money that has already been taxed, such as the refund you get. The real benefit of Roth IRAs is that when you retire and take money out of them, you don't have to pay taxes on that amount like you do with so many traditional IRAs and 401ks that have never been taxed. But not everyone is eligible to invest in a Roth IRA. If you're single, you must make less than $117,000 to contribute the maximum, and if you're married filing jointly, you must make less than $184,000. And whether you're married or single, set up an IRA in your own name, hence the name Individual Retirement Accounts. And that's the minute for today. Take control of your money. Join the Minding Your Money movement. Visit my website at psworth.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.